این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The first sparks of Islamic revolution were essentially lit in Muharram and inspired by teachings of Ashura movement. Imam Khomeini says, "Now that it is the month of Muharram, the month which is like a divine sword in the hands of the Muslim soldiers, esteemed clergy, respected orators, and dignified Shia of the Doyen of Martyrs, peace be upon him, it must be made full use of. And by depending on the divine power, they must sever the remaining roots of this oppressive and treacherous tree. Because the month of Muharram is the month of destruction of Yazidi forces and satanic deceit."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Ashura. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that Ashura is the day of public mourning of the oppressed nation. It is the epic day, the rebirth of Islam and the Muslims. In this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the day of Ashura and why Ashura actually has happened in the history, why this incident happened on the 10th of Muharram, which is known as Ashura, and why this has happened in the Islam. The reason is the Islam, which was brought by the Prophet, the Islam, which was brought by 124,000 prophets and messenger, of whom Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the seal of the prophets, and he brought the final version of Islam sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it went into danger. And the danger was Yazid, it was Banu Umayyah, the Umayyad emperorship. We can see in the history how Yazid has said after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein that I have taken the revenge of Uhud, battle of Uhud and battle of Badr. Because in the battle of Uhud and in battle of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his close companion Imam Ali and the other companions, they killed the polytheists. But obviously they protected themselves. And in their protection, they killed these polytheists.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Yazid is saying that because they have killed my forefathers, now I'm taking the revenge, which means that he wasn't a Muslim. And therefore, Ashura has unveiled his hypocrisy. It is the rebirth of the Muslims. If today Muslims are able to pray, if today they are able to fast, if today they are able to believe in one God and they are not the polytheist or mushrik, it is because of the Ashura. And this is what Imam Khomeini is also saying, that the Ashura is the day of public mourning of the oppressed nation. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Every night and every day now.
إله